know most people would agree on this. Marriage is tough. Sometimes the relationship is so difficult and frustrating, one partner wants therapy. And do you really need us to tell you which partner it usually is? Well, usually 70 to 90% of the husbands resist their wives on couples therapy.
Enter a new twist on couples therapy, doing it single. Here with more on how it could save your marriage and why, Elizabeth Bernstein. She writes the Bonds column in the Wall Street Journal. Thanks so much for being here, Elizabeth.
Thanks for having me.
So it's no secret guys aren't keen on couples counseling. And you spoke to a Great Falls, Virginia woman who eventually decided to do this on her own. How?
She did. And it was very interesting. They were having trouble, this couple. She asked her husband to go with her to counseling. He actually did in the beginning for a few months. And then he said, you know, this is giving me nothing. I'm getting no skills. Nothing's changing. We go and we complain about each other. I'm out of here. And then she thought, you know what? What am I going to do? I'm just going to keep going alone. So she did for a few more years. And she thinks it saved the marriage because she was able to learn the skills and then go home and help him learn them.
Well, therapists say if this is going to work, there has to be some ground rules. Tell us what those ground rules are.
There has to be, first of all, this has to be a relatively healthy relationship. And by that, the therapists mean this is not, it's not going to work if you're going to therapy alone to talk about some major problem like abuse or lying or cheating. You're going to talk about the miscommunications, the sort of regular stuff all of us deal with at one point or not another in a marriage. So that's one of the things. The other thing is that the spouse is not going. And as you said, it's almost always the husband. Sometimes men go, but it's usually the husband who doesn't want to go. That spouse has to be on board with wanting this relationship to work. So you could go and talk to a therapist for 100 years. If your hubby is at home and does not want it to work, you're going nowhere. But if you've got somebody at home that's willing to listen to you when you get there and try to help you change, you got to change yourself. Yeah, try to help you change. When you change yourself, you can change him. That's going to work.
There's a quote from the Great Falls woman, Colleen Orme, that really gets at the heart of so much of this. She said she learned it's about her own happiness, that she wasn't looking for her husband to make her happy anymore.
That is just key to me. When she said that to me, I thought, well, that just explains it all. Here was a woman, she explained, and I talked to the husband, too. They said, she's pleading with him, honey, I want to go to the mall tonight. Oh, can we do this? Will you take out the garbage? Constant sort of pleading with him to do different things, waiting on him, trying to please him. And he was doing things, ignoring her birthday, forgetting he'd borrow her car, forget to, you know, bring it home with no gas. And so she was allowing all of that. And when she said, you know, my happiness is more important, I want to go to the mall this afternoon, I'm out of here, you know, he can stay or go, suddenly he said he felt no pressure and he was happy to see her happy, and that changed the whole dynamic.
All right, Elizabeth, it's a fascinating piece. Thanks so much. We appreciate you joining us.
Thank you.
Elizabeth Bernstein writes the Bonds column in the Wall Street Journal.